This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Now, most people would assume that babies had no business being at a theatre performance. An upcoming production, however, doesn't only welcome babies, but is created specially for them. Journey of a Baby Butterfly is the first theatre production in Malaysia specifically for babies from a relatively new approach called baby theatre. The show is on from the 19th to the 23rd of September at the Playhouse at Pearl Shopping Gallery. And joining me today are the show's director, Kimmy Q, producer Linda
Ang,
and Joyce Chan, who performs in the show.
Yeah. Hello.
Thanks for joining me, guys. So I'm sure you get asked this all the time. What exactly is baby theatre?
I got to know when our producer Linda, when she came back from Japan last year from the Children Festival, she mentioned about they watch a few baby theatre. That's completely a new term for me, and it's quite shock for myself because why? We never thought of that. And yeah, when she described about it, it's about a very simple thing. Maybe the performer move very slow on stage and they might have a very cute or big props as a costume and just move some very simple step, or maybe just nod the head or up and down or swing left and right, and then like, that's simple? Immediately, I thought that must be a reason behind. So I really get very excited of it. And he said, at first we thought, can we bring them here? He's like, cannot. It's cost too much. And how much we have to pay, charge the audience to benefit for them. So like, okay, we have to Buatan Malaysia. Okay. Yeah. Then very soon, beginning of this year, she said, okay, I got the slot for you. I'm like, okay, I must start. Let me research about it because we never see it before. And very luckily, in about April, we have friends information that for in Taiwan, they have a theatre doing it as well. And they invite one of the baby theatre master. Her name is Dahlia Asintilander from Sweden. And they're having a workshop. I'm like, yes, I must go. At least I need to see, although research, we can research about baby, how the development, we know that the elements is to not only entertain them, but is to stimulate, to make their attraction so that they can learn and or copy some little movement to help them develop their senses or even the auto skill, neural system. All that, yeah.
So when you say baby theatre, what age group are you targeting it at?
We hear, of course, if by baby, actually it's from 0 to 18 months. But of course, we hope to open the toddler as well. So that for this show, we open to 0 to 4 year old. In different time, we divide the group. That's why it's like 0 to 2. Is one time, and then another show, maybe open to bigger kids, 2 to 4.
And Linda, Kimmy mentioned that you were the one who kind of first had this idea to stage baby theatre in Malaysia. What about the experience attracted you?
Actually, in Okinawa, I watched 4 shows from a different country. One is from the Tuani, which is the puzzle. That means the performer actually wearing the triangle type of props, a costume on the body, and then do some peekaboo, do some very simple things like knocking the head. Actually, I'm thinking of I can perform. No. Okay, but it's really simple, but it makes baby like very happy. First, they were like a bit nervous, and then somehow when the music come in, then just they would try to start to knock the head also, and then try to follow the rhythm, and then they would join. Yeah, they would join with the performer, and then they would go into the theater, go into the space of the dancer. So it's like a joint, and it's a very enjoyable show. Yeah, it makes me very happy also.
I mean, I suppose the natural question would be, why do we even need theatre for babies?
Okay, I really recall myself when you have a baby, it's too many limitations that we cannot go, a lot of places we cannot go. Especially, and I myself used to work in theatre and feel so badly, we always turn audience away because the rules...
They are underage.
The show that...
way underage.
Yes,
right?
And you cannot bring because we don't want to make the other audience angry, so sorry, we have to turn you away. Yeah, that's why I said I feel shocked that we should do baby theatre. Mm. Yeah.
And what do the babies themselves gain or benefit from attending a baby theatre performance?
Yes. Try to be as much as we can the studies. And of course, there has already many scientific studies about babies' development. It's all about help them. It's a stimulation. Like just now we say about their auto skill. Some feedback from the audience, according to our the director in Taiwan, and the parents tell them that, oh, I see my baby first learn how to turn. They suppose average, you know, which month, like the fourth month to sixth month, how they need to learn to sit down and how they need to learn to turn. That's a big thing for them. For us, it's very easy. Yeah. And for eyesight, view, also vision. We know that the firstborn baby, they can only see maybe white and red. Very obvious. They cannot see others' color yet. But when they develop 3 months later, they probably can start. Oh, they can recognize green. That is the difference. And that's why the theater, the design specifically for them is like not the really, really colorful thing or something really sharp and draw their attraction. When they like to see something new, it stimulates them. Oh, I want to know more. And all the body is start working. Yeah.
And the name of the production is Journey of a Baby Butterfly. Is there a storyline or is it more experiential?
It's purely is an inspiration from myself because my daughter is the inspiration. She used to be very scared of butterfly. Oh. That's why I try to dig a lot of books and bring her to butterfly farms in Penang. So the process of butterfly, we know that it's very beautiful process because butterfly from a caterpillar change to butterfly, the process is very beautiful. So I think this is purely as an inspiration. And what we present, we couldn't show baby too realistic thing, right? We must have some imaginative space for everyone, even every audience. So that's why the title come from.
So Joyce, as a performer, what is it like performing in a baby theatrical production?
It's very new to me because I have been working with children, but not children as young as from 0 to 4. So movements that usually we see that movements that are normal to us, for us adults, we may think that, okay, this movement is slow already. But to a baby, it's even the slowest movement that we do is actually very fast for them. So while during this whole process, we were actually experimenting with a lot of movements that we think may be able to capture the attention of a baby. Yeah. So there's a lot of experimentation process and it's really quite interesting, yeah.
And I'm sure that because the audience is unpredictable,
yeah,
their babies are
yeah. That's why I'm reminding them.
Oh, yes, yes.
So how will that affect your performance? Is there a lot of room for improvising and spontaneity?
Yes, yes. Actually, there is. So the whole performance-wise, we have our own things that we have to follow. But if anything happens, we as performers will improvise according to what is happening. Yeah.
And how did you get into the space of performing for babies? What were some of your thought processes? What was the journey of, you know, working out what to do?
Okay, so since I started, I have taught young kids before, and I know that once I started demonstrating too many movements at once, they start panicking. So I had to go back to my process of how I teach my younger children. And then I try to apply the same theory to this production. Yeah. And make it even slower or more breakdown. Yeah. So maybe a simple movement like rolling on the floor. You can't just roll very fast. It might intimidate the baby. So you have to really control and roll really slowly. Yeah.
So it sounds to me like it's a very sensory experience,
yes.
Right? It's it engages a lot of the different ways in which you can stimulate a baby.
Right.
Could you maybe give me a small example or description of what someone might experience when they attend this show?
Okay. Except we have a performer. Actually, the set is very important as well. It's really part of, I call it, it's considered an installation arts. And the set we design is, we can touch, and the color we make the choice also hopefully is suitable for baby at their young age. We all consider the young age first, yeah. And so when something you can touch and you can hold on your hand as well, so maybe baby can feel the different material on it. Mm. Yeah, and you have a different contrast color. That means these props, actually, we can distribute to audience. They can bring back home as well.
Ah, yep. Okay. And do the parents play a role in this experience?
Yes, they will be a guardian. I just imagine if we bring the kids to the playground, yes, the kids really happy. But for me, I thought that I myself, I see my daughter play very happy in playground. But as a parent, I will a bit tension because you thought of dangerous and you cannot play because you're adult, you cannot climb on the
just look weird.
The seesaw or the slide. But for this one, parent as a guardian, very important as well. But parent can enjoy to watching what is beautiful happening around, and also they can maybe dance together. If your baby movement, you can move together.
They can roll together.
Roll together. Yeah. And our floor is
mattress.
It's soft. Mm-hmm. You don't worry, your baby will knock on anywhere. And basically, it's very interactive performance.
Well, thank you very much for coming to talk to me. It sounds like a very interesting experience.
Thanks.
Please come and join us.
I've been speaking to director Kimmy Q, producer Linda Ang, and performer Joyce Chan, who are staging the first baby theatre production in Malaysia, created specifically, well, for babies, of course. The show called Journey of a Baby Butterfly is on from the 19th to the 23rd of September at the Playhouse at Pearl Shopping Gallery. Tickets are priced at RM50 and can be purchased by WhatsApping or calling 012-2345-449. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row and The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.